string bean, you pull the little string down and you have to shell them. Butter bean you have to shell.
What about green bean? Do you use that term?
We don't use that name. We see it on cans, but we call that a snap bean.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you call that?
We call that... well, we call... I believe we call that a roasting ear.
Mm-hmm.
Roasting ear.
What do you call the outside of the corn?
The husk.
Any other name for that?
Mm-hmm. No.
What about shucks?
I've heard it, but we've never used it. We said husk.
What about the stringy stuff on it?
Silk.
And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
And something that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Well, of course, you're probably talking about pumpkin.
Okay.
And we made pumpkin. We usually made sweet potato pie, but...
What about something that, little yellow crooked neck thing?
Squash.
Are there different kinds of squash?
Many kinds.
Do they have different names?
Different names. One I remember is Kershaw.
Mm-hmm. What's that
squash, one? And there was a white squash. And there was a little white one that was known. But just generally, it was squash or cashew.
Mm-hmm. What does a cashew look like?
Very much larger. But like a squash, but very much larger.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of melons grow around here?
Watermelon, cantaloupe.
Did you ever hear another name for cantaloupe or something similar to cantaloupe?
Now, the locally grown, I think not. Of course, I know about the honeydew melon, but we didn't grow those.
What about muskmelon or mushmelon?
I've heard the name mushmelon, but I can't remember what a mushmelon is.
And a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains?
Mushroom.
Huh?
Mushroom.
Any other name for them?
Toadstool.
Is that the same thing?
Well, we always thought a mushroom was edible and a toadstool was poisonous.
How can you tell the difference?
Well, I was taught that you could use a sterling silver knife and cut it. If the knife turned blue, it was poisonous. If it didn't, it was edible.
Do you think that works?
I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't work.
And something people smoke would be?
Tobacco.
In the form of?
Cigarette.
And?
Cigar.
And say if someone asked you if you were able to do something, you say, sure, I
can do it.
And if you weren't able to, you say, no, I
can do it.
And you just refuse to do that. You say, no, I
will not do it.
Or they say, will you do it? And you say, no, I
will not.
And say if someone asked you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I... What all I'm going to today?
I believe I just say what you said. I've done all I'm going to do today.
Okay. Did you ever say I done and worked all I'm going to? Or I done work?
No, but I've heard it many times.
How have you heard that used?
Like I say, my very good friends that live in the woods. I've done all I'm going to do. I've done it. I'm not going to do any more. I've done it.
Uh-huh.
They'll say I've done it.
Would you ever say that?
I wouldn't say it.
And you tell a child, like, you're not doing what you...
should do.
Or another way of saying that, you're not doing what you...
were told to do.
Or what you want to do.
What I told you to do.
Okay. And if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he...
shouldn't have done.
Or another way of saying that, he...
he was naughty.
Huh?
Naughty.
Or using the word ought, you'd say, I bet he did something he...
ought to have done.
Or, no, well, the opposite of that. He did something he...
shouldn't have done.
Or, using the word ought.
He ought not to have done.
Okay. And if you were doing something that was hard work all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you work without offering to help. When you get through, you say, instead of just standing there, you know, you might.
Why didn't you help me?
Or you might have.
Have helped me.
Say the whole thing.
You helped. You might have helped me.
Okay. And if I ask you if you'll be able to do some work next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I might.
I might be able to help you.
Did you ever say I might could?
No, but I've heard it many times.
How have you heard people use that?
Just like I said, the same country people would say, I might could.
Uh-huh. And the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
We call him an owl.
What do you call the small?